This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N-N like November, fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Charles, last name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, in parentheses, Jim, J-I-M like Mary. Date of birth 1-4 of 1930. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Michael, who likes to go by Jim, J-I-M, and his wife Roberta. Since he is hard of hearing, she participated with the telemedicine visit. She states that he was hospitalized in November. He was hospitalized in November with pneumonia, but he was stabilized and discharged and is feeling fine at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have known COPD, but does not require oxygen. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does require two canes for ambulation. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam, weight 170 pounds, blood pressure 122 over 68. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 7th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.8, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 35. Albumin 3.7, calcium is 9.4. Sodium 140, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 2.9, hemoglobin 13.4, normal white count, platelets 136,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable over time. No progression and no symptoms of uremia. 2, hypertensive cardiomyopathy without decompensation. 3, COPD, stable. 4, history of bladder stone removal and TURP. And 5, history of pulmonary emboli, currently off anticoagulation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.